This episode is the antidote to the heaviness you are feeling in this complicated world. Welcome to the Friday Reset, the Butterfly Effect. Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin. Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. This new series of episodes are meant to be a space to slow down, to come back to yourself, to integrate what we've been exploring together this week. Insight is powerful, but it's the small, steady shifts that actually change how we live, how we love, and how we show up for the people who matter most. Every Friday, I'll offer you one word, one small action, one quiet act of courage, and one sentence you can carry with you, not to overwhelm you, but to remind you that even in uncertain, heavy, or complicated times, you are not powerless. Small shifts create real change, and this is where we practice that together. Today's reset is for the parent replaying a conversation in their head, wondering if they already got it wrong. What happened in that conversation or that situation? Did you snap or freeze? Did your child share something vulnerable and you immediately went into problem-solving mode because fear took over before presence could? Or did you say nothing at all? And now you're just sitting with that awful, aching feeling of, did I just do? Did I just create distance? Did I make an unforgivable mistake? I want to offer something to interrupt that thought today. One hard moment does not define your relationship, not even close. What matters most is what happens next. Listen, you are not in this boat alone. Most of us were never taught how to repair and make amends in these situations. We were taught to move on quickly, to avoid discomfort, to pretend things are fine, or defend ourselves when shame shows up. So when parenting conversations get emotionally charged, especially around identity, safety, belonging, or fear, many parents either shut down, over-explain, go into fix-it mode, or disappear emotionally for a while. Not because they don't care, but because they care so deeply and they get caught up in the stickiness of an unknown situation. Fear often sounds like control, or silence, or urgency. But a lot of times, underneath that fear is love, trying very hard not to lose connection. So your word this week is return. Not perfection or performance. Return. Coming back after the moment. Coming back after the fear. Coming back after disconnection. Relationships only get stronger when people know we can find our way back to each other. This week's tiny action is incredibly simple. If there's a conversation that you've been replaying, pause, take one breath, and send one small signal of return. Maybe it sounds like, hey, I've been thinking about earlier. Or, I didn't show up the way I wanted to. Or simply, I messed up. We try again. That's it. You don't need a perfect speech, just an opening, a sign of availability. Repair teaches something powerful. It teaches your child that mistakes are survivable. Hard conversations don't end relationships. And love doesn't disappear when things get messy. This is especially important for LGBTQ+ kids. Emotional safety is often built in tiny moments. Moments where someone chooses curiosity over certainty, presence over perfection, reconnection over ego. And honestly, that applies to all human relationships. This week's micro rebellion is this. Get rid of the idea that good parenting means never getting it wrong. Just get rid of that. That expectation is crushing parents, and it's keeping people frozen. What if more people believed that good parenting actually looks more like self-awareness, repair, humility, emotional honesty, and staying willing to grow? That's a very different definition, right? And frankly, a much more human one too. Your one line to steal for this week is, I may not have handled that perfectly, but I'm still here. I may not have handled that perfectly, but I'm still here. That sentence carries safety. It says, hey, I messed up and sometimes life gets messy, but I'm not going anywhere. Staying matters. Quietly sitting in the discomfort and the mess together deepens your bond in a way that 1,000 of the most eloquent speeches never could. I want you to think for a moment about your own life. Can you remember a time where someone, maybe it was a parent or a friend or a partner, when that person came back after getting it wrong? Someone who said, I'm sorry, or I didn't mean for it to land that way, or can we try again? How did that feel? Really take a moment and remember how that felt. Most of us don't need perfection from the people we love. We just need honesty, humility, and evidence that the relationship matters enough to mend it when things get messy. Your child needs that too. They don't need or want a flawless parent. Remember, that's not possible. They want a parent who returns, who is willing to own their part, to repair it, and to grow from there. So here are a few questions to sit with this weekend. Is there a conversation you've been avoiding revisiting? Where does fear make you pull away instead of lean in? What would change if you stopped aiming for perfect and aimed for connected? What's one small way you can signal, I'm still here? Not surprisingly, this week's kindness moment is not about grand gestures. It's about easing, or even better, letting go of your shame so you can reconnect with your child. Shame says, hide. Love, on the other hand, says, come back. And every time you choose repair over avoidance, you are teaching your child that relationships can hold honesty. And that's a really beautiful thing. This episode hit something tender for you. You will love the free downloadable guide I created called From Pain to Plan. It's specifically for those late night parenting moments when fear takes over and you don't know what to say next. Inside it, I walk you through the most common panic patterns parents fall into, what actually creates connection, and grounded phases you can come back to and hard conversations. You can download it through the link in the show notes. Thank you for taking this time for yourself today, and give yourself a ton of credit for caring enough to reflect, to pause, to prepare, and to keep learning in real time. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday. Until next time, keep choosing to be a little more human and a little more kind.